A young man in the small Kuskokwim River village of Red Devil was saved after two National Guardsmen parachuted through a storm at night to give him medical attention. From Bethel, KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes has more.
The 20-year-old patient has not been named, but the National Guard says he was suffering from complications from a recent surgical endoscopy. On that day, February 1st, he was in extreme pain and vomiting, and his condition was worsening. Doctors in Bethel knew he needed an IV to survive, but the weather was poor. Red Devil resident Ted Gordon.
Oh, it was a whiteout. Terrible weather. It was windy and snowing.
It was also nighttime and 15 degrees below zero. The Alaska Air National Guard sent out a Black Hawk helicopter and an HC-130 with rescue crews from Anchorage, but after several attempts at navigating through nearby passes, the helicopter was forced to return to base. The HC-130 and pararescue men with the 212th Rescue Squadron had better luck, eventually. At first, the pilots who were wearing night vision goggles couldn't make out the ground after circling over the village. Several residents, including Gordon, had driven their snow machines and four-wheelers to the landing strip to help light the way.
They had little parachute flares that they dropped from the airplane, and it was pretty windy, so they drifted.
The aircraft couldn't even get low enough to see anything because the weather was so bad.
That's Sergeant Jeremy Madama, one of the pararescue men. He says soon the plane started running out of fuel.
It was our last attempt, you know. We were directed to return to base. And we said, well, we're going to give it one more shot to get in there for the weather. And we got in. And we can make out the town, we can make out the giant airstrip there, and we could see the guy's headlights on the ground with the snow machines, and we're like, well, if we're going to do it, we have to do it now.
It was about 2 a.m. when Madama and his teammate, Tech Sergeant Dan Warren, jumped between 3,000 and 4,000 feet. They were wearing 50 to 60 pound packs full of survival and medical gear. With the wind, they landed about a quarter mile from the landing strip in a field near Gordon's house.
Our parachutes are very maneuverable, very, very maneuverable, and we had lots of control.
Gordon was impressed. He says they avoided plenty of obstacles like power lines and trees up to 100 feet tall.
Those guys, they did a heck of a job coming down with a parachute in that kind of weather. I mean, you got to have a lot of courage to jump out of a plane that's flying that fast.
Gordon drove the rescuers to the sick man's home where they immediately started treating him. Again, Sergeant Madama.
You know, his pain, he was about a 10 out of 10. And he was quite sick, throwing up quite a bit, very low blood pressure.
They gave him an IV and medication and stayed with him 9 hours until weather allowed a helicopter to make it in at 11 a.m. the following day. The patient was airlifted to the Alaska Regional Hospital, then transported to the Alaska Native Medical Center in stable condition. As for jumping through a storm at night, Madama says it's just what he signed up to do.
How I make my paycheck and by helping people, so we're always willing to do it.
In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.